The workers united will never be defeated. The workers
united will never be defeated.
60-year-old Lynetta Fitzhugh has been in the neonatal intensive care unit at Kaiser Permanente for the past 30 years. Even with the risks to her pension plans, Fitzhugh says a major concern is the understaffing of nurses, which has caused a wide range of problems for patients.
With patients, it was some negative results either from treatment or from not having to correct staff or doubling up patients, and you had some that there's been some death.
When these issues arise, Fitzhugh says the hospital tends to blame the nurses first.
Then most of the time, the blame always comes back on the nurses, no matter what. And most of these nurses can say and agree to that. And that's usually happened in the hospital. So myself, I'll fight.
Licensed clinical social worker Gary Becker says understaffing hurts patients and nursing staff, but it benefits those working at the top.
There's more profit at the end of the month, more profit at the end of the year for the folks who run the organization. The people who run the organization are the administrators and the full-time partners. The partners are the full-time physicians. They get bonuses on top of bonuses. They get early retirement.
Vice President of Communications for Kaiser, Diana Halper, says the hospital not only meets but exceeds all nursing standards. Halper says Kaiser is upset about the strikes today and believes the best way to resolve issues is at the bargaining table. However, Lynetta Fitzhugh says workers are frequently waiting to be included in on these negotiations.
Did we get an invitation to the meeting to decide to make that decision to be part of it? No. And that's a problem.
For now, their nurses say they will continue pressuring Kaiser until changes are made. Kira Brecky, Annenberg Radio News.